And he said, you welcome to him. He said, if I'm all right. He said, don't get no more. He told me, he told him, you're welcome to him. But...
what do people usually raise sheep for?
Huh?
Why do people usually raise sheep?
Well, the people here, now, I don't know how to, I don't think they do it back for the north. Northern states, I don't think they do like the people that are here. But what the people raises them here for is, more than anything else, is just for meat, you know, to eat them. For meat, lamb.
The world,
a little lamb meat is good. Some people likes it, and some people won't eat it at all.
They share them.
Well, now that's north. They don't shear them here, not around here. No.
What do they shear them up north for?
Get the wool to make wool good, you know, make clothing and things like that. But they did never do that here at Iowa, no.
I mean, they do.
People raise them.
They did never. I mean, they do. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd hear somebody else say something about it, you know, if they have. If they'd have been ever, or they may assure them sometimes.
I think they have to.
On the kind of get the weather gets awful hot for sheep here sometimes. They might do that, but not for the wool, because they ain't a fake around here. I ain't never been.
They ship it.
They don't use the wool here at all, not for sheep. They just don't use it. But now up way northern states they do.
I don't guess it gets very cold here, does it? Sometimes it gets pretty cold. But it ain't like other places cold. No, we had snow here last winter. Yeah, I've seen ice water. We just take out a big chunk of ice water.
Just throw it out down the yard in a hole and he'd lay there all day long, wouldn't melt.
I've seen the ground froze it.
Cold, it seemed like a sidewalk.
What about the hogs? Did you ever raise hogs? Did you ever raise hogs?
Yeah, I've raised hogs. I used to own hogs. A lot of them. See, that's another. Used to, now you ain't allowed to have a hog now around here no more. You can't have them out loose at all. You got to keep him fed up if you have him. If he gets out, he belongs to the first man gets him. According to all kind of law that we have here, it's hard to... Now, I used to have plenty of hogs right back out down them woods back out in the yard. I'd use some of them, and some of them just disappear. I wouldn't walk some of them.
Poor person ain't got no chance nowadays.
You take a poor man, he ain't got no show in the world nowadays. He got no chance to prosper.
He didn't have to feed him.
He's handicapped anyway he starts. I know, always have been. They always handicapped. Some way or another.
Ew.
Like, I won't
be. You have cows in the woods and anywhere they wanted to go, now you have to have them in the pasture.
Now, you ain't supposed to let your cow rot out that open. You got to have some kind of inside enclosure somewhere and some kind of fence, yard, or steel plate.
They called it no fence law. I called it fence law.
I used to. Well, it is a more fence law, one way of speaking, but they call it no fence law. But yeah, it's a more fence because you can't have them if you don't have a fence.
That's right.
And, can't turn them out unless they let go in the hood of please.
Well, you're going to paint your garden and anything else, and there ain't nothing to bother.
Now, you take the deer.
When
I was young,